next week is all here. The Branch County Fair, for her, for Jan Murphy, it's been here for a couple of weeks, getting ready for the fair. Actually, it's been here for a couple of months, isn't it, for you guys getting ready for the fair?
Oh, yes, and it starts for next year, the day after this year, but we'll be there.
Kind of catching people by surprise, kids getting out late from school maybe as part of it. You know, August 1st is Friday, and then boom, August 2nd is the parade. So kind of catching, some people go, oh, the fair's here already?
Right, and so I'm reminding everybody that the parade is this Saturday and fair is next week. And hopefully everybody will be there and not forget us and show up for the kids.
There you go. Last minute touches going on right now, obviously getting the fairgrounds ready, that little stuff that you guys have to do. One of the neat things that's part of the fair this year, and it is going to be for operation, is the new restroom facility, right?
Yes. To my knowledge, fingers everything's crossed. Going. I can't say the doors are open yet, but everything is falling in place. They're working on the landscaping, and hopefully they'll be done here in the next day or two with that, because we have concessionaires ready to move in as quick as we can move them in that area.
Well, that's a neat new addition, though, to the fact, because you've needed that for years, a new restroom down there.
Yes, and this one is very, very pretty. From the outside, it stands out. I haven't been on the inside. I'm staying out of the way. And the landscaping is going to be unique around it and everything. So, yes, we're excited about getting it open. Hopefully finished. It will be done, I'm sure.
Okay. Saturday, the big move-in day for all the projects and stuff, too, right?
Right. And this year, we have over 6,000 entries. This year for the youth. Now that's not open class, and that's not counting any of your commercial exhibits or anything like that. We still have a few spaces open for commercial in the barns and would love to fill them. So if you're interested, I'm sure Rhonda can get you in yet, inside.
Now, when you say entries and folks go, wow, that's a lot of entries. What's kind of the range of what the kids bring to the fair? It's not just animals.
Oh, no. A lot of still exhibits, anything from flowers to cookies to sewing to rocketry this year, and puzzles and ceramics, all the still exhibits that are in the two buildings, Sanford and Home Ec.
Yeah, and folks who get down to the fairgrounds certainly need to go to those buildings and see those. If you only go to the Midway or only go to the commercial buildings, you're missing a huge part of the fair.
That's right. You need to go see them. One of the unique things we have is the achievement booths, and this is for the older teen that has has worked real hard on their experience with 4-H, and they tell their story in that booth, and it's quite unique. I think we got 18 of them this year.
Wow, very cool stuff. Right now, folks should get passes and that kind of thing to get ready for next week?
Right. You can stop into the office and pick up weekly passes. The weekly admission pass is $13, and the weekly parking pass is $8. Exhibitors can start picking up their passes. And then Thursday and Friday night, we're open until 8 o'clock so that the clubs are down there setting up their barns and getting around and everything like that. And they can come in and get their passes, and that saves mom and dad a lot of time on Saturday when they're trying to get everything in there.
Yeah, okay. And as we said, the parade is Saturday. Leave the fairgrounds four-ish, get downtown about 4:30 or so, 4:15.
Right, and we go through town at 4:30. Okay. And just keep that rain away that they're saying.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for that. But then Saturday night, there's actually entertainment at the fairgrounds with the motocross.
Right. On Saturday night, the SJO Motocross will be there. They were there last year. Very good program. They'll be back this year. I can't tell you how many bikes we have coming in. Don't know that until they're done. Mm-hmm. But it's exciting, and people love it.
All right. So no admission to the fairgrounds itself on Saturday, then?
Right. No parking or admission fee on Saturday, just admission to the amphitheater.
Okay. And then Sunday, you start going full bore, including the crowning of the King and Queen Sunday night.
That's right, and I believe it's 5 o'clock. Check the ads. On Sunday, we will do the dedication of the new restroom, too, or I should say the ribbon cutting.
There you go.
So on that part. We're also, this year our parade marshal is Charlie Snyder, who used to be the FFA advisor at Quincy and then was involved with the Career Center and has a lot of past students and everybody. So if they would like to see him, he'll be in the parade on Saturday. And then I believe they're putting a little open house together for him at the 4-H cabin Saturday. I don't know the time, but I'm going to say somewhere around 6 or so. So he's supposed to be there day. Also, I want to thank everybody. It takes a lot of volunteerism to put this together, and it is coming together. Every time I go by in the morning or at night, I'm going, oh, they got that done, but we got to do this. But thanks to all the volunteers. That includes the exhibitors, the parents, the leaders, everybody involved.
Yeah, whether it's getting the buildings ready or mowing the lawn or, you know, all that kind of stuff, every little bit helps. So.
Oh, that's for sure. And it's been a lot, a challenge this year on all of it.
Yeah, well, great stuff, though. We'll see you down there. Jan Murphy, Branch County Fair with us this morning as the fair gets ready with a parade on Saturday and then full swing on Sunday at the fairgrounds in Coldwater.